Welcome to the Merge Sort AI Digest, your daily AI news roundup. We've got some major headlines today, starting with big news from OpenAI. The U.S. government has actually ordered OpenAI to restrict the release of its next major model, GPT 5.6, citing security concerns. Jane, this feels like a significant intervention, doesn't it?
It absolutely does, Paul. We're seeing a clear pattern emerge here, where the government is actively stepping in to control the rollout of these frontier models. They're saying GPT 5.6 has Mythos-like capabilities, which is a pretty strong indicator of its power. The White House wants thorough testing with government-approved partners before a wider public release. OpenAI CEO Sam Altman reportedly told employees this was the best path forward, even if it's not their preferred long-term approach.
Right. So the precedent is definitely being set. If a model reaches a certain capability threshold, government sign-off might become a standard step. It's security-focused, but it's still a restriction, you know? Moving on to hardware, Apple is reportedly accelerating its M7 chip development to boost on-device AI. Jane, this sounds like a direct response to the intense competition in AI processing.
That's exactly right, Paul. Apple is apparently skipping the M6 Pro and Max variants to fast-track the M7, potentially bringing it out 6 months early in 2027. This is a huge shift from their usual predictable release cadence. They're prioritizing enhanced on-device AI capabilities, which makes a lot of sense given the push for more powerful local processing, especially with NVIDIA making big strides in that area.
Very interesting. And speaking of performance, JetSpec Research has introduced something called parallel tree drafting, which they claim can speed up large language model inference by up to 9.64 times. That's a massive leap, Jane.
It really is, Paul. This parallel tree drafting is a new approach to speculative decoding. It allows for drafting a causality-preserving tree in one single pass, which is key to that lossless speedup. They're even reporting around 1,000 tokens per second on a single B200 GPU, which is just incredible for running these large models more efficiently.
That kind of speedup could really change how we deploy and use LLMs. Now, for a more cautionary note, some analysts are drawing parallels between the current large language model boom and the 1980s AI winter.
It's a valid concern, Paul, and it's important to look at historical cycles of hype and disappointment. The 1980s saw huge investment in symbolic AI and expert systems, followed by a significant downturn when expectations weren't met. While today's underlying technology and data scale are vastly different, the comparison serves as a reminder to manage expectations and ensure real-world value is being delivered.
Definitely something to keep an eye on. And finally, Microsoft AI Frontiers has unveiled Faro 1.5, a new family of state-of-the-art computer use agents. These sound quite impressive.
They are, Paul. Faro 1.5 agents can actually do real browser work, like filling out forms and making reservations, using a pixel-to-action observe-think-act loop. The 27 billion parameter version is even outperforming much larger cloud models. That's the Merge Sort AI Digest for June 26th, 2026. Thanks for joining us, Jane. We'll be back tomorrow with more AI news. Until then, have a great day.